My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to The Sketchbook, a builder's journal of ideas, tips, and technique. As a kid who grew up in a relatively small town, there are skills I never had a chance to learn. I'm occasionally, make that rarely, at events with a bathroom attendant. This makes me pretty uncomfortable. I was taught to avoid strangers offering candy, with, of course, Halloween being the exception. But here's a stranger in a bathroom offering towels and mints, candy. I know I'm supposed to forget my early training and tip them, but I have no experience with tipping outside of restaurants either. The rural kids learn to tip cows, which I know enough to know is a bad idea. The urban kids learned how to tip everybody. Doormen, taxi drivers, elevator attendants, sky caps, and those bathroom attendants. Well, here's a form of tipping I do know about. My current project has an all-wood interior. 1x6 edge and centerboard ceilings, 1x8 V-match walls. It all gets painted. When painting wood, you want a brushed finished texture rather than a rolled finished texture. When faced with acres of wood to paint, here's what you can do. Use your roller to cover a lot of territory fast. As you go, while the rolled-on paint is nice and wet, use a brush to drag or tip the surface. This allows you the speed of rolling with the final texture of brushing. This technique is called tipping. You can use it anywhere you want a final brushed texture. I've seen folks use it on exterior clapboards. They'll spray the finish on and immediately tip it with a brush. On doors, you can use a 4-inch roller to get the bulk of the door covered, a brush for the tricky bits, and to tip. So there you go, a new tipping skill. Have something you'd like to share on the sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with sketchbook in the subject line.